The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the 47th episode of Interlude Army. During this episode, we'll be talking about BTS's MTV Unplugged, the Say No to Racism hashtag, J-Hope's Blue Side, and more. Let's get it!
Welcome back to Interlude Army.
I'm Roseanne.
And I'm Jose.
So,
oh, we started at the
Jinx, you owe me soda. But I don't really drink soda, so get me some tea. I'm sorry. Actually, I'm guilty. I do drink soda.
I love how we just went into a little discussion about how you like soda. What's your favorite soda?
Well, I like Sprite.
Oh, yes. No, and that is my fave soda, Sprite all day. Team Sprite.
Team Sprite. It doesn't make you feel all, like, bad when you drink it. Like, I don't mind drinking Pepsi and cola, but there's something about Sprite, and it also helps with tummy aches. So, just saying.
Yeah. So, basically, now our questions of, like, how are we doing have turned into what's your favorite soda, guys? So, if y'all want to let us know what your favorite soda is.
Drop it down in the comment section. Just kidding.
No, but I do love Sprite. Anywho, how are you doing, Rose?
I'm doing good. I've been so busy because I'm like cleaning the house. We had our garage floor redone. We had like our storage room downstairs that we like a something that we've been wanting to do for months. We're finally getting it done because my sister is visiting me and she's legit coming in like tomorrow morning. So I'm like, yeah. I'm excited.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, yay. So, can't wait. It's been years since I've seen her. And we got tested not too long ago. And also my sister got tested. And it's so weird because Vegas doesn't require testing when you land, which is, I don't know why. But they do for some states, like Alaska, where my sister's coming from, they do tests. So she just got tests ahead of time. But yeah, how about you, Jose?
I've been well. We actually celebrated my boyfriend's birthday this past weekend.
Ooh, happy birthday.
He had already not celebrated, but his birthday literally landed while the whole craziness was happening with the ice storm here in Texas.
That's right.
So we really couldn't celebrate. Like, we couldn't, like, get, like, food to celebrate. We couldn't go anywhere to celebrate or, like, do anything. You know what I mean? And so he was like, that's fine. We could do it, like, next weekend. So then we moved it to next week. We moved it to next weekend, which was this past weekend. So that was cool. That was a little celebration situation. Ooh, I made that rhyme.
Okay. I see.
I mean, other than that, it's just been school, girl. School. It's nonstop. Like, trying to catch up because of, you know, they canceled classes for the storm.
That's right.
So we're having to cram in all the work that we missed throughout the time. Now we're just having to cram it in the weeks that we have left. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, it sucks, but at the same time, it's kind of like, it makes sense though, because it's like you missed 2 weeks, almost 2 full weeks of classes. So it's a lot of work that you need to like go through, you know?
All right. So don't forget, we do have the new segment called Army Tweet going on. And for this week's Army Tweet, we have one from Sophia Santian. And they say, I wish that I was there when they needed it the most. That's one of my biggest regrets as an army.
So I'm assuming, okay, I could be totally wrong. And Sophia, if I am wrong, you can correct us or correct me, I should say. I'm assuming that Sophia is saying that they wish they were there from the beginning, like being an army from the very, like a 2013 army. I'm assuming that's what it is, I think. Because usually a lot of people will say like, oh my God, I wish I knew them since their debut. Because that means you were there for their whole career and supporting them even when they weren't as big as they are right now. And I totally relate because I have those moments too when it's like you see videos or you see photos or even just hearing the songs, you know, of like back then of No More Dream and like their Bangtan Bombs from back then as well. It's kind of like you'd be like, oh man, I wonder how it was like automatically standing them since the very beginning, you know what I mean? And Even though that may be something that you may think or feel, you got to think about it as in like everything happens for a reason. So you are meant to find, or BTS are meant to find you at whatever time it happened. That's when it was meant to happen. And at the end of the day, you got to be happy that you actually are an army as well. You know, I don't think it takes away.
Yeah.
Like if you become an army, like if you became an army yesterday, I don't think that makes you less of an army if you weren't there from the very beginning, you know what I mean? Exactly. Because even us, right, Roseanne, like you and I, like we weren't there from the very, very beginning. Mm-hmm. So, but that doesn't mean like we're less of an army
either.
Very
true.
You know?
Very true.
Sophia says, I wish that I was there when they needed it the most. Mm-hmm. And they still need us because even though they are so big, the target is huge. Exactly. And people are coming for them left and right. And honestly, and it's so sad that like even though they're so big, it's still not going to stop. I hope one day it does. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But if we look at it in a realistic way, people are coming at them left and right. Because once you're at the top, people want to see you at the bottom. Trust and believe. Like, it is tough to get to the top, but it is tougher to stay at the top. So these guys are like being like thrown daggers and bumps and stuff, but they're still up there. And like I said, it's going to keep happening. And that's what we're here to do. We're still here to support them, you know, and try and defend whenever we can. So even though you feel like they needed it the most back in their early days, they still need it right now. Yes. That support is still as strong. Of course, we have like mad respect for OG armies because that means they were there from the, like they've experienced everything, of course. So we have mad respect for them. But don't feel like you're not helping right now, if that makes you feel a little bit better. Hopefully that makes you feel a little bit better.
So yes, I hope that helped. Sophia, thank you so much for sending in your advice. And we'll make sure to read more advices next week. So, why do I always do that? I'm like, MTV Unplugged. That's it. That's the word. MTV Unplugged. Now, me and Jose kind of struggled to put our reactions up on YouTube.
Girl. Okay. Let's keep it all. Because let's break it down for our listeners, viewers, both of them, if y'all do both and support us in any type of way. Like being it's not like the toughest job, you know, being a YouTuber or a content creator, but it comes with some challenges. And this is another one where, like, at least for me, Roseanne, you can let us know if you also went through this. I had to like do multiple edits to be able to post my reaction. Like, it was not a record, edit, and post. No, it was record, edit, post, delete, edit again, post, delete, edit again. Like, because YouTube was not letting me.
Oh my God. What's the one thing, too, is that when we're done editing, we have to let it render. And for me, my personal experience, it takes 2 hours. Oh, hold up. Not this video. Oh. Sorry, it's my other video. Sorry. No, but it takes like 30 to an hour to render the video. And then I can put it up. And then it takes another, I don't even know, 30 minutes to upload. So it's not just like, you know, that quick. But yeah, we struggled through it. But we knew it was going to happen because it's an American show. But
yes,
I wanted to hear Jose's thoughts on it. We did, like I mentioned, we did post our reaction. It was a struggle. But yes, what were your thoughts on BTS's performance on MTV Unplugged?
Oh my God, they killed it. Mm. Okay. First of all, Roseanne, I think I'm going to open up my own psychic shop, like a tarot card reader or something, because the same day that MTV Unplugged was happening, I think it was like in the early morning, maybe afternoon, I don't know. But I tweeted out like, hey, Unplugged has 9 letters. And then I was like, telepathy has 9 letters. And then I was like, so do y'all, are y'all thinking what I'm thinking? And then I was like, you know I'm reaching. I just need a telepathy performance. And then, boom, they actually performed telepathy. And I was going crazy. People were tagging me like, Jose, how did you know? I'm like, girl, I did not. I thought I was being a clown because usually I am. I was just hoping for a telepathy performance. And the fact that they did it, I was so happy.
Yes, we
they were killed. Blessed. I love the concept of chilling like in their condo because it looked like a little condo, like a, you like know a what I mean? And I love the, yes, and but also like in their mansion. I feel like that's a little room in their mansion, you know what I'm saying? Because they got that money, honey. And and then I love the whole Donald Duck thing. Right. They were wearing, Jimin was wearing Donald Duck. Taehyung was wearing Donald Duck. I think Jin was, but I'm not too sure because he was wearing like a jacket over it. And I believe RM was wearing also Donald Duck. So there was a theme there. I love that. The Disney theme there. I also love blue and gray. Lord. I love how I thought about like a little maze because they were coming in and out of like pathways and stuff, but there was like, I think there were blue bonnets, and it makes sense because it's blue bonnets, I guess. But I don't know if that was the right flower that was there, but yeah. And then the rest were just like sitting down, but still they killed it. What did you think?
Yes, I was a mess now because they, you know, like as soon as the performance starts, it's like we go into telepathy was the first one. So you're like jamming out and blue and gray comes.
Yes.
And it's just so different. I actually prefer their live performances over the like pre-recorded audios. Or the studio soundtrack audio. It's just because there's more rawness to live performances. I think that's why I prefer. So we were blessed to get these live audio performances for telepathy, blue and gray, Dynamite, Life Goes On, and Fix You. Of course.
The standout. I feel like that's the because, well, first of all, even though it's a cover, it's like we've never heard them sing this before. Yes. It's like a new thing for us. So when it's something new, of course, we're going to be like, oh my God, even though Blue and Gray and Telepathy were new because they hadn't performed that before, it was like Fix You was like this, like, thing. Because one thing is like, it's such an emotional song, yes, too. And it's such a, it just pulls at your string. And then the vocals with the guys and then the way they did it, it was just amazing.
That's another thing. Like, BTS doesn't usually do song covers of other artists. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, low-key, we got kind of spoiled before they performed it because MTV slipped, you know, with the whole, like, when they scheduled the videos, you could see it. So we kind of knew it was going to,
somebody got fired.
I know, for reals. But I mean, even knowing that, like, I was just not ready when they started. And it was really refreshing to finally hear, like, you know, the rap line bring out their singing vocals. Now people were like connecting it to their, like, you know, slower songs that they usually have in their mixtapes. We don't really get to hear that type of singing voices, you know, during a live performance. So it was really refreshing to see like the vocal line and the rap line sync together. I think that was really like
the harmonies, girl. The harmonies. Can we listen? Can we talk about Jin and Yoongi together? Like, that took me to a whole other level. I was like, oh, y'all really came at us like that? Okay, I see it. Mm-hmm.
So, and I saw it was trending number one in the U.S. Like,
yes.
Which is really interesting because the video was, like, posted on the MTV, like, UK channel. I don't know why they didn't have it on the,
yeah, that's true.
The regular one. But, so, yeah, we were just very thankful. And it just got us all emotional because the song Fix You, they said that, like, they listened to it a lot during this pandemic. And so mm-hmm. that's why they wanted to perform it for us, and this just the message behind it really fits in well, and it's kind of like a healing song for all of us, so that's why it meant a lot.
Yeah, I hope maybe in the near future they release it like the, how would you,
like, well, like official, like, audio
the song.
Ah,
yeah, like the official audio, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Unless they didn't, like, record it in the studio, but I'm thinking maybe they did, you know?
Right, yeah. Or I don't mind them just taking the audio now and just making it into, like, an MP3 version on, like, Samsung TV or something, or Spotify. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But low-key, I was kind of like, you know, they don't usually, like I said, they don't perform covers during their concert, but if ever we were, like, united again and they sang Fix You, I'm going to yeet myself out of that stadium. I'm going to be like,
oh, my God.
So,
I don't know why I pictured you like flying out.
Like
of
I get
thing.
Like launched off the chair. Emergency exit. You see,
like
part like, of the fireworks.
Like, wait, that one looks different. What is that? Is that a bird? Is that a plane? They're like, no, it's Rose.
It's Roseanne. She really didn't eat herself.
Ooh, gosh. Now that you yeeted yourself and, you know, launched yourself off the stadium, I'm gonna need you to come back down,
okay.
Girl.
Cause, okay.
You guys, I mean, it's going around everywhere. Mm-hmm. It was trending. It was literally going viral because everybody was talking about it. And by what I mean by everybody, literally ARMY. Celebrities, people who have worked with BTS, mm-hmm. News outlets also posting articles about it. So what happened, and it's tied into MTV Unplugged, and we just talked about the last performance. It was Fix You that we talked about. So there was this German radio host named, I'm going to butcher his name, but I don't care if I do butcher it or not. Matuchik or something like that. So he has a radio station, or is a radio host for a radio station in Germany called Bayern 3. And this guy, this person, made some comments about BTS, and not like regular guys. He went on a full out racist and xenophobic rant about Fix You, about BTS. If you guys are triggered by any of the phrases that we're about to, like, or just this whole topic, and you don't want to listen, we totally understand, and you can skip ahead, and we'll be talking about more stuff, but we feel we have a need to talk about it because we need to call these people out, because if we don't, it's kind of like letting it pass and sending out a message of, like, it's okay for these people to speak this way, and it's totally not it. That's not the thing. So this guy, like, pretty much compared BTS to COVID, saying that BTS are like a virus that we hopefully get a vaccine soon to get rid of it, or rid of them. He called the Fix You performance a blasphemy, amongst other things, pretty much trashing them like left and right. And they also, like, it was the radio station that released, quote unquote, an apology. And I say that so loosely because it frankly doesn't look like an apology to me. It's very much like throwing out, like, this is the reason why, and I'm still sticking to it because my intention. Yes, like excuses. And it's like, so that's not really an apology. So we're still waiting on that. Yeah, guys, it was totally like, oh my God. And we got to thank the ARMY, though. I still haven't found the original person who posted it, but the video is online. And A German army was the one who recorded while this was happening on the radio station. And because of that army, we're able to know about this. Everybody knows online about it. Labels, even Columbia Records posted about it. Sony Music also posted about it, stating, like, we do not stand by this. We condemn any type of racist, xenophobic remarks, any type of hate towards any community, but especially to the Asian community. Because currently, because of the whole corona and COVID, you guys, like, the Asian community is getting so much hate. People are literally getting attacked. People have died. Yep. They've been killed because of this, just because of who they are, just because of their appearance. And just having people incite this type of feelings and words and cause other people to feel like it's okay to do this, that's what's wrong with the world. Mm-hmm. Because if people listen to this and feel like, oh, it's okay if a radio host does it without any type of consequence,
you know?
Yeah, it's like, you know, I can do it too. And the violence that is caused upon these people is fine because these people are bad when it's not the case.
Yeah.
What do you feel about it, Rosanna? I'm so sorry. I just went
I'm glad you did, because, yeah, it's, you basically said what I wanted to say, because it's, but in a better way, because I can't even, like, put two words together, because it's so infuriating.
Yeah.
Especially me being Asian. I haven't myself, I'm very grateful that I haven't, like, you know, like, come into a situation recently that I had to deal with things like that. But the whole Asian community is experiencing this, and for people to joke about it. And, you know, the first statement was kind of, like, insinuating that, oh, like, sorry, you guys are offended by this. It's a joke. It wasn't even an apology towards BTS or to the Asian community. And it was just more of like, I'm sorry you took offense to this. And that was really upsetting. They did make a second statement that seemed more like an apology. But I heard right now that he is on a week break, like 1 week break from the radio station. But he's going to be back, like, next week. To be honest, I feel like maybe they're trying to wait things out. But knowing how we are, see, at this point too, I guess apparently how the media is portraying this whole situation in Germany is that we're just mad that he, you know, didn't like BTS's Fix You cover. But that's not what we're upset about. You know, it's fine if you don't like their cover. That's fine. Like, not everyone is going to like their music, like how they do things. But like, to compare them to, you know, a virus that's killing millions of people, and even like make comments as to like, I'm not racist, I have a Korean car. Like,
you know, oh my God.
Comments like that, that is very, So we're not going to stop. Obviously, armies are still trending. The hashtag, we're still voicing out our... See, that's the thing. And BTS has taught us that we still have our voices, and we're not going to back down. Mm-hmm. We're not jumping on a bandwagon just to jump off and be like, ah, forget about it after a week. No, that's not how army works. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this shows too that... And here's another thing, like, a lot of people saying we're just doing it because of BTS, you know? Armies have been participating in a lot of movements around the world, you know what I mean? It doesn't have to it doesn't have to tie BTS into it, but we've been helping communities with charity. We fight for what's right, and that's what we're doing now. So,
Yeah, and if we hear anything else other than this, guys, like if we get any updates as to like another thing that happens with this person, if hopefully better news than this, because the least they could have done was directly apologize to BTS and the Asian community. But like, obviously, we think that more should happen, because it is, this just seems like it's like, oh, okay, well, it happened. Now let's keep it pushing. So we'll keep you guys updated if we have any updates, of course, because we don't know if, like Roseanne said, anything else might happen. Just him getting a week off and then coming right back. But yeah, we just got to keep fighting, guys. And if you guys want... Hold on. I want to say something because there's this website that you can donate
to. Oh, okay. Nice. While Jose is finding that, actually, before I forget, there's the way that armies actually fight for things, and it's not to directly attack like his family, his loved ones. Right, that's not right. how we do things here. We do it professionally. Mm-hmm. And so hopefully this site that Jose is going to give us, will that's a way for you to help, but also, you know, keep voicing out your opinions, but just please don't like attack loved ones or family. That's not how we work here.
Right. Let's not stoop down to their level. Let's not give them a reason to say, hey, you're the same.
Yeah, you know, I see you guys are crazy.
So we gotta do better and educate, but at the same time move in a professional manner. Yes. Or a smart way, I should say. But there's this website, guys, that's stopaapihate.org. Mm-hmm. And you can report any types of hate incidents, but you can also donate to this. Nice. And this is to stand united against racism, any type of hate against Asian American, Pacific Islander communities that have risen during the COVID-19 pandemic. And we can help in that way. If you feel like, hey, can I do something? You can even just share the website online. If you don't have any money to donate, you can also share the website and spread, you know, to help out our Asian community as well. Mm-hmm. But moving on to brighter,
yes,
and happier, much brighter, like the sun. We got like a super surprise, unless anybody else thought they were gonna get this and I was living under a rock. It was a surprise to me. We got J-Hope's Blue Side, but you might be wondering right now, if you're listening, you're like, hey, hold on, we've had Blue Side. Uh-huh. It came on Hope World, his mixtape. No, check reverse, remix, rewind. We got the full version of Blue Side. Who knew that there was a full version to Blue Side? Did you know, Rosa? Because I did it.
I knew in my dreams. Just kidding. It was something that
you're like, you know what? In my dreams, it happened
in my dreams. Yeah, because when we listen to the mixtape, Blue Side is like the outro of the album or the mixtape. Sorry.
Correct.
And so when we heard it, we're like, yo, we need a full version of this song. And I didn't realize that this would come true. And so I felt, when I woke up this morning, I was so confused. I'm like, wait, what's everyone talking about? What? Blue Side? It came out already? I'm like, wait, hold up. It's a full version. So it was something that really helped brighten up my mood. I mean, the song itself and the lyrics that J-Hope wrote was very deep and meaningful. I suggest you guys to read like a detailed translation version. They have a lot of really good, amazing translations on Twitter. But this song, I low-key, like, because it's almost like a... No, it's like rap, hip-hop. He added this like singing type of voice in there that I've never heard before. And I'm like, what is Hobi? What is this? What is this?
It's a masterpiece if you really think about it. He really came through. Like, he was like, if we're celebrating 3 years since Hope World, here you go. Blue Side, full version, boom. Mm-hmm. And if you can listen to this on SoundCloud, guys. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, it's not like on streaming sites, but it's also on YouTube. It's on the Bangtan TV channel, YouTube channel, so you guys can support there as well. I love the cover art.
Oh my God.
The artwork that comes. There's so many little Easter eggs that you have to look and analyze the entire photo or cover to read to like the different phrases that's on there, the different drawings that are on there. Like, it's not just scribbles of nothing, you know what I mean? Like, it's literally that, like, there's images in there that, yeah, so I love it. And obviously it's all in like baby blue, or is it baby blue or like dark blue?
I don't know
but it's a type of shade of blue. What did you say? I don't know what blue is.
I don't know what blue that was, but it was blue.
Oh,
it was one of the blues. Yes.
I literally thought you said, I don't know what like blue is, and I was like, wait, now we gotta have a deeper conversation.
My problem. Just kidding. Oh, hey, no, I love my blues, so I just don't know all the names of the blues. Okay, all right. Where's I going with this? I don't know. But Hobi, thank you so much for this song, because literally,
yes, thank you.
Like I said, the song is very deep and meaningful, but it just kind of like really, it made us happy. Like we were blessed, okay? We're being fed again. Mm-hmm. Talk about being fed though, Jose.
I know.
Like literally they dropped a whole BTS B-log schedule on us out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. I do have the dates here. But literally every day starting on March 2nd, which is like March 1st for us, I'm assuming. Wait, what's today?
So by the time that you guys are listening to this, we'd probably have like maybe 4 vlogs.
Oh, yeah. Already. Tell us how it is from the future. We're in the past right now.
Yeah, so let us know. But starting March 2nd, like Roseanne said, we got V's log. We on March 3rd, we have RM's log. March 4th is Jin's log. March 5th is Suga's log. March 6th, Jungkook's log. March 7th, Jimin's log. And March 8th, we end it with J-Hope's log. And we have no idea what these vlogs are going to contain. All we have is an image to go off of. And it's literally like maybe like stills of what they might be doing. I think Jungkook is going to be painting because it looks like he's... has paint on like a canvas. I think Suga's playing the guitar in here. So there's a lot of stuff that we could guess
as to what comes. They have in hashtags as well. Choi underscore BTS 2 was able to translate all those hashtags. So it kind of gives us like a little clue as to what it might be. So if you guys want to check that out as well. I just, you know how the last logs they did was kind of like vlogs was when they were on break, right? That was like almost 2 years ago. Mm-hmm, so I'm super excited to see this kind of gives us like a piece of what they do on their own time. So it's really nice for them to like welcome us into their personal life. It feels like it feels very personal.
And I know this is tied to B because it's literally called B log, but I you know, my theorizing army mind is thinking, is this also to like set us up for something else that's gonna come sooner, or am I like clowning again?
Are we clowns? I'm I think like this is like a really cool continuation of B longevity. We go.
Gotcha, gotcha.
Well, because it's called B log, I'm assuming it's gonna be, you know, connected to B.
Well, no, right? Yeah, that's what I said. I know it's gonna be connected to B, but I'm just saying like, could there be something at the end
like
of all these songs?
Like, I'm just kidding. I'm
like it, like it leads us. Well, I mean, this month is also the Grammys, so let's hold out hope for something.
That's some type of right. Grammys need to announce them as performers. What the heck is?
Well, they are gonna perform for like the Music Cares charity.
Yeah,
but they haven't announced if they're going to perform like on the
Grammy
main
stage.
Show.
So yeah. You know, if it's just that, I'm like, whole. If it's just that and not the main Grammy stage. Your girl's not gonna be happy about that. So I'm just like really hoping Grammy pulls through. We might hear about it soon, but we shall see.
Hopefully, yeah. Right. Girl, I'm scared for the Grammys. Let's
me
keep it
too. Oh my God, I'm gonna scared. Like, I'm gonna yeet myself to the Grammys. I'm just kidding. I'm be like, who wants to
like fight? Like. So we yeeting Roseanne this whole episode.
Yes, send me there to the Recording Academy, y'all.
Either. Like I'm not even scared like if about the performance alone, like I'm scared for that if they're going to announce it or not. I want them to, but I'm also scared that like, are they going to win? I hope they do. Oh my God, I'm like
so
ugh.
Too, but you know, knowing us,
Grammy day is gonna be
stressful. But like whatever, I can't say whatever it is. Like they deserve the win. We know that. Just, you know, we're setting ourselves up to where we're like, if anything, don't be. We're gonna be disappointed, but like I wouldn't be surprised. But at the same time, I have like it's like I'm trying to keep a very positive attitude. Like, you know, they're gonna make it. They're gonna get it. So, yeah. But we should see.
Keep hope alive.
You get it? Hope. Okay.
Again.
J-Hope.
I got it.
All right. So that was it for this episode, you guys. To stay.
Wait,
yes,
hold on.
Yes. Huh?
I love. I'm still laughing because it's like you had to. You felt the need to be like, get it? Like, like if I didn't
just
catch on
case,
to it.
Jose, okay. Some people be like, what? That's kidding. Oh, that's something would be wrong. Whew. To stay updated, follow us on Twitter at InterludeArmyPD, along with our Instagram, InterludeArmyPD. And if you want to send any feedback or letters, please email us at interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com.
We hope you enjoy listening to us today. Make sure to stay tuned for next week's episode. Thank you for tuning in. Have an amazing week, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Bye, Roseanne. Bye, Army. Kim Nam-joon.